This guy was on Big Brother. His name is Justin, the TV show Big Brother. I don't know how it's doing in the ratings, but I haven't heard Vinny crowing, so it must not be good. But, see, here's my point. This guy, Justin, was interesting. He has a questionable past, he's confrontational, and they threw him right off the show. How could a show get ratings?
Howard, you're reading about it and saying it was interesting.
No.
I don't know that it's interesting to watch.
I heard from people watching Justin was interesting.
Really?
Yeah, and they said, in fact, they even read some TV columnist who said they had an interesting storyline and then they didn't show it.
Don't get that show.
Justin, hi. How old are you? You're a young guy.
About
26. 26 years old. You got a job? You make a living or what?
Yeah, well, I was working for an investment banking firm, and I was bartending on weekends part-time.
How come you're an investment banker and a bartender?
I'm not an investment banker. I was working for a firm. I was working in the operations department, and I was bartending on the weekends because I'm planning on going for my master's next year in finance.
All right, so how'd you end up on the TV show The Big Brother?
Oh, well, basically, my brother said, you know, why don't you try out for blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, so you just had to send in, like, some 2 minutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, blah,
what
blah,
the
blah.
Heck are we trapped in here?
What are you talking about, brother?
Well, that just means, like, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
It means, like, to make a long story short, something like that.
All right, okay, I never heard that expression before. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I just sent in a video, went through the whole process, and, you know, they told me you're on the show, so I said, all right, you know, let's rock and roll.
So you're hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Your brother says to you, I like that. Your brother says, hey, let's apply to this Big Brother. You're an interesting character.
Yeah, take a shot. Why not?
All right. So you apply.
Yeah.
Now, the controversial thing is you end up in a house with all these other people, women and men,
yeah.
And they're going to videotape you 24/7.
Yeah.
Lock you in there.
You get on there, and the object of the game on Big Brother is to what? Be the last person in the house?
Exactly, yeah. And it's going to come down to two people, and then the other 10 people are going to come back and vote, and whoever votes, you know, gets the most votes at the end is going to win 500 Gs.
And your 500 Gs, and your strategy was to intimidate the other people.
Well, you know, it wasn't even, like, necessarily intimidation, because, I mean, I really wasn't dealing with the brightest people, and so I just figured if you can confuse people, and then at the same time, if people really don't like it, then they want you in the end, because they figure if they go up against you in the end, they can get all the votes.
Right. So yeah. That was your strategy, yes. To be the most obnoxious, if you will, the most wild.
Yeah, in the house, you have 6 girls, 6 guys. You want to have a good time. So, I mean, even if you get voted off, you want to make the most of it.
Right.
Meanwhile, everybody else just wants to play chess and play backgammon all day. I'm with the guys. I want to get the girls, just drink, chill out, go in a hot tub naked, run around, have a good time.
You hit on something. So this guy, Justin, goes into the Big Brother house. And as he says, people want to sit around.
He's
and they're
a
play,
man with a plan.
They're going to play Monopoly. Now, how is that interesting on TV? All right. So from what I read, I haven't watched the show. Right. I do have it on tape. I haven't watched it yet. You went up to one of these chicks, and you start making out with her. You're a nice-looking guy. You probably have no problem with the ladies, right?
No. Everything's always cool with the ladies. So basically what I said was, I mean, like, all the guys were trying to figure out an alliance, so I, you know, make a long story short, blah, blah, blah. I grabbed this girl.
Go ahead.
And she's a good-looking girl, you know, try to make it happen. So I figured, you know, I was sleeping in the same bed with her every night, and I figured the night before the vote comes up, just to have in my back pocket so we have a vote to make it happen, you know, and bang the girl.
Yeah.
So I had everything set up. And then, you know, I get pulled out at 3 o'clock in the morning. But see, I haven't spoken to anybody since the show.
Well, let me slow you down here for a second.
Yeah, because I already am lost.
You get in the house, and you started blase blah.
Yeah.
You start banging. You were banging one of the broads in the house.
No, I wasn't banging.
You were trying to bang.
Yeah, no, you know, basically, I was just setting everything up strategically, right.
Right, and you were sleeping with her in the bed?
Yeah, every night.
Really? But you weren't doing anything?
No, you know, I was just playing everything cool, just giving her attention. Okay.
You were working her?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, nice-looking girl?
Yeah, she's a good-looking girl.
All right, okay. So you're working her, and at one point, I guess, you're making out with her, and you put a knife up to her throat, and you say, what would you do if I killed you, or something like that? What did you say to her?
Yeah, well, basically, we were drinking the whole time.
Go ahead.
We were drinking, and we're kissing and stuff like that. And, I mean, who's going to tell me how to make moves with a girl? So, basically, we're having a good time, so we're screwing around. So, you know, I get the knife out. I say, would you get mad if I killed you? And she goes, go for it. And then she takes the knife, licks the knife, and brings it back to her neck. We're just having a good, I mean, it was like a sexual thing, you know what I mean?
Right. You weren't implying that you were really going to kill her, and she didn't take it that way.
Exactly. I mean, if she took it that way, she would have ran at it. She would have ran right into the diary room, talked to the producers. She didn't. What she did right after that
and
was...
And plus, you know, you're on camera.
And the cameras
exactly.
are there.
You're not going to commit murder on camera. Although, you probably would have won if you'd done that.
That's a great idea. Just kill everybody.
Yeah. So right away, they never showed that on TV, did they?
No.
They didn't. They cut that out, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Right. And... and they cut that out.
Yeah.
And even one critic I read said... Why would they cut that out?
Yeah, now that we've read about it in the newspaper, why can't we see it?
The idea is to videotape people reacting to one another something finally happened that was interesting. They would have had a huge tune-in rate.
Exactly.
All right. So they felt, this CBS's stand was that that you lied to them and didn't tell them about your previous arrests. Well, but you would never, you've been arrested but never convicted,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, if you're hanging out with your friends and your friends do something stupid, then of course you're an accomplice and you get charged with it, but not, never, you know, was made of it. I got dismissed for everything and everything was very minor anyway.
Did they ask you in the interview, the pre-interview, if you had ever been arrested?
Yes.
They did. And you said what? No?
I told them that, you know, I haven't had a license for a couple of years, so suspend license and about that one minor robbery charge, and that was it.
And you told them that?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And to tell the truth about them, the other couple things, I don't even remember back then. I mean, it's been
so long.
Maybe I was smoking too much weed back then or something like that.
Wait. So tell me everything you've been arrested for. Come clean on this.
Because they reminded you. Now you know.
Yeah, of course. All right. So have you ever... Okay, you were arrested for a couple of driving charges.
Yeah, driving charges. Suspended license, I was never good with that.
Well, what happened?
Well, with suspended license, it was just basically a buildup of a lot of things.
Like DWI?
No, DWIs at all. It's just basically like tickets, you know, speeding and stuff like that. Not major, nothing crazy.
All right, so you had some speeding tickets, and you told them about that.
Exactly.
And then you told them you'd been arrested for robbery?
Yeah, for a robbery charge.
What was that about?
No, basically, I was with my friends. We're all hanging out, you know, to make a long story short.
You were hanging out, blase blah.
Blase blah, exactly.
Right, go ahead.
So we're hanging out. I'm hanging out in the truck. They go in to get a pack of cigarettes. Next thing you know, they're outside fighting with the owner. He drops some money. They get in the truck, and we take off. So one of these kids got caught, and then, you know, of course, the cop said, who was everybody with you? So my name got mentioned, and I just went down there. All they wanted was a statement, and that was it, because I didn't do anything.
It's right. Like Casey trying to explain his crap.
Well, whatever. So far, you haven't really done anything bad. Now, what were the other things they reminded you of?
Tell the truth, the other things that they reminded me of, I don't even remember.
What did they remind you of?
Basically, they sent a paper, 2 assault charges and like 2 more robbery charges like 7 years ago. And
Is that true?
I don't remember any of them.
You don't remember that happening?
I'm telling you the truth. I don't remember any of them.
But like, do you think they happened, or are they...
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I was drunk at the time or something else, but I really don't recall.
Are you being serious? You don't recall your assault charges?
Do you drink to the point that you can't tell what's going on?
No, I mean, I don't...
Let me ask you something. You can't be that blase blah about it. I mean, you... The TV show Big Brother is saying to you, wait a second.
You got some rap sheet.
Yeah, in other words, to get on the show, you kind of forgot those. Is that fair to say?
Childhood indiscretion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you want, you could say that. But like, to tell the truth, I really don't recall any of these
things. All right. Well, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
but,
so,
I mean, yeah.
Right. So.
All right, OJ.
All right. Yeah. You're well on your way.
Yeah.
But the fascinating thing is that they decided to pull you out of the house.
Yeah.
Now, did they pull you out because you had all these priors?
No, see, basically, I haven't spoken to anybody since I've been pulled out of the house.
And okay.
I mean, you're the first person I talked to, and the reason I said, I'll tell Howard the real true story is because he's like me. He says what he thinks. We see eye to eye.
He's a screw up. Yes. Right.
He's had a couple of
So
rats.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to give you the real reason that I got
I'm still wanted in Texas, by the way. And I'll be the first
you're
to admit it.
You're a fugitive, too.
I like that. Yeah.
But basically, the real reason I got thrown out of the house, and this is, you know.
The real reason. Okay.
Go ahead.
What they don't want you to know is.
Yeah, please tell us.
Yeah, Arnie, who is the executive producer of the show.
Right.
He wanted to be like Justin, so he went out one night with his girlfriend.
Justin meaning you.
Yeah, me and myself.
You refer
to yourself as Justin?
He wanted to be like me.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Like Justin.
Yes. So he went to the party and have a good time like me. So he went out drinking with his girl. He came home with his girl, and he's having sex with his girl at 3 o'clock in the morning. And when he's having sex with his girl, she starts screaming, Justin, Justin. So he leaves the house in a big flurry. He's all mad. He goes down to the Big Brother house, and he wants me out of the house because his girl keeps screaming my name.
No, the reason they wanted you out of the house is because you threatened the girl with a knife, but she didn't really perceive it as a real threat.
I mean, it's not really a threat when you're like, you know, you're screwing around. You're like, would you get mad if I killed you while you kissed girls? Now, like I said, I'm going to kill you right now and chase her around with a knife.
Right.
But let me ask you something. How do they... You weren't voted out. They came in and said, you got
to
leave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They called me to the diary room. And they started talking to me.
What room they call you into?
The diary room.
Diary room?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
That's basically the room you go in. There's a camera in front, and you're talking to the producers and like somebody else from the show and asking you questions.
See, I would think you would be a gold mine on this show.
Well, I mean, I was having a good time. Basically,
you know what it is, though? I guess, though, if I ran the show, I would feel irresponsible if I put you in there and didn't know that you had all these arrests.
Yeah.
Because what if you did hurt somebody? And I guess you were acting kind of wild. You would do some racial slurs and stuff.
You sort of were using physical intimidation with some of the guys, right?
Right.
I mean, they were saying, I was just having a good time. I was just messing with people's heads.
Right.
I mean,
well, that was the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, it's physical, it's mental. So I'm in there, you know, driving people crazy. Everybody's scared, that's fine. You know?
See, I would have watched you on the show. It's like a puck kind of thing.
I remember the one story about you charged somebody with stealing your pillow or something?
No, basically, I'm laying in bed with this girl, Krista, and then I'm like, I got no pillow, so I'll go in the big room. There's a bunch of pillows. I just grabbed a random pillow.
Right.
I go back to lay down. Well, the next thing I know, you know, this guy Ken comes flying out like a nut. He took my pillow. He's, you know, screaming this and that. I'm like, it's a damn freaking pillow. Who gives a crap?
Yeah, right.
You know
go find another one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like I stole his old lady from the room with son. He was going nuts. So
that's funny television, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I went outside and he's like, yeah, it's the second time so I just went out there. And I said, not for nothing, but don't ever accuse me of something that I didn't do. You know what I mean? I said, I went and I grabbed a random pillow. I didn't know it was your personal pillow. I mean, he's like Linus with his blanket. He's like, a little bit went
So you're saying, hey, yeah, and then you were honest with him. You said, go find another pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the racial stuff? Did you use some racial words? Did you use the N-word or something?
No, I mean, I'm always just throwing everything out there. But basically, right. I'll just say things to make people laugh or whatever. I mean, I'm not really insulting everybody. I told everybody I hate everybody in this house equally. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
I have a problem.
Right, that's fair enough. I hate most people.
I mean, I just say anything for a laugh, just have a good time, and that was basically it.
All right, let's go to the audience. They have questions. This is Justin, who got thrown out of the house on Big Brother. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, what's up?
Hey.
This guy's a dick, bro. Get him off the air.
Why is he a dick?
He's a broken down valise, this guy. He's a jerk off. Get him off the air.
Well, I guess, he would have been fun on that show, I would think. Joey, you're on.
Yeah, before I tear this stupid nigger up, I got something to say.
Oh, my.
Hey, Howard, you ever hear that song called Afro Man?
No. Oh, yeah. I know
What's
Afro
that?
Man.
What's that?
I get high, da-da-da.
Yes.
You got to play that.
I'll play it next.
All right. And that's the door prize. What do you get? A bag of bananas?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you calling this guy the N-word?
This guy an N-word?
Yeah.
He's a white guy.
He's a white guy?
Yeah.
Well, then he's a wigger.
No. He's Italian.
Not for nothing. You're
an Italian, right?
No, I'm German and Slovak.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You must grow up in an Italian neighborhood.
Yeah, well, you know, over Jersey City, Bayonne, basically.
Yeah, any guy says not for nothing the way you do it.
Yeah,
that's very Italian.
Nothing.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, you're on the air.
Howard.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling about the Big Brother show. I had a question for Justin. Did they say during the picking process that they could use actors? Because one of the contestants that's on there now is an actor.
So what?
Well, they always portray it as being a, 12 regular people.
Well, maybe this guy's trying to get into acting. I don't think he's a real actor.
Well, I saw him in a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But why can't an actor participate in Big Brother?
Actors aren't regular people?
No, they're regular people.
No, they're
people,
not. That's for sure.
I understand what you're saying, but I just always, you know, the way that, because I watched both versions of it, and they always said, you know, these are 12 regular people.
I don't know much about it. I just know that this kid Justin here got thrown out.
I don't think Justin's so regular here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Justin was probably the only interesting one on there. I might have tuned in for his exploits. Go ahead, Dominic. Dominic Barber, the attorney, the bloated.
If he got convicted of everything, he'd get 160.
What did he say?
If you got convicted of every charge.
Why can't you be on a decent phone when you call me?
I'm calling on my way back to Shelter Island.
Yeah, who could hear you?
Now, let me ask one question.
Swimming back?
The boat got stuck.
Were you in a bathing suit this weekend?
Yeah, I was. Very nice. The boat went down again. But let me ask a question. How liable would they be to the TV show if he did hurt someone?
Yeah, they probably did have to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's too bad. In fact, I would think that there was a guy who came in and pitched me a show. I didn't think it was so weird to do a Survivor with guys who were ex-cons.
Yeah,
that would have been great. I mean, watch those guys kick the crap out of each other on an island and work each other. Well, you didn't. You got kicked off of Big Brother. Has this created problems in your life?
No, well, basically, I just come home and, you know, of course, the parents are a little disappointed. And, you know, my mom's like, oh, you drink too much. My dad's like, you're an idiot, basically.
Right,
and stuff
right,
like
right.
That.
So this is bad for your self-esteem?
I mean, I have no problem with it. I mean, I could care less, basically.
Were your parents...
Did you know about the first season of Big Brother?
Well, basically, last year, I saw it. I don't know if I was going through the channels. And I saw some guy hopping around on one leg. And then I'm like, what the hell is this crap? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. You got you angry.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, you know...
But I can do that.
Yeah, so this guy's hopping around on one leg, you know, whatever's going on. And then... They threw out, like, the stripper, I think, that night, so I'm like, this show's garbage.
Yeah, it got boring.
The hottest chick. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right. Yeah. And the thing with you is that your parents, are your parents, are you still live with your parents?
Yes.
How old are you again?
26.
26. Yeah. You're still living with your parents.
They're so proud. They're so proud.
Yeah. So,
they're kicking me out, though. So
are they really?
Yeah.
They're kicking you out of that house, too?
Yeah, yeah. Out of your real house.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
They don't like your record either.
No.
Are you a disappointment to your parents with all your arrests and even getting kicked off a TV show?
No. I mean, I guess a little bit.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, of course, they'd like to see me go all the way and everything like that. But,
right.
I mean...
You're going to try and straighten out your life a little?
I mean, everything's pretty fine. It was just like, you know, when your mom turns on news, my parents are ultra, ultra conservative. And when they turn on news, and all they see is a still picture of you holding a knife to a girl's neck, then they're not too happy, let's say.
Right.
No, I don't think anybody would be.
And what about your friends? Have they abandoned you as well?
Nah, like, all my friends are pretty cool about it. Because all my friends are, like, nuts anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, well,
like,
there were a couple
they think everything's like pretty cool.
In the newspaper about you being, you know, a little bit of trouble around the town, you're known in a few of the bars.
Are you really?
No, I mean, basically, I just
your
like
problem.
To, no, I just like to have a good time, just like anybody else. I mean, live life, have fun, you
right.
know.
But you're not a gangster,
no,
are you?
No, not at all. Not
right.
even close.
Angry Black, you're on the air.
Morning, people.
Hey.
This cat, like I said last week, I heard him, seen him around town at the local bars and stuff. Tough guy. You know, Superman. Likes to pick fights, start trouble and stuff.
Really? Do you? Is it true?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I go out, I just look to hook up with girls. I'm not looking to fight nobody. Sometimes it may happen, you know, somebody says something, but I'm not that guy.
Right.
Well,
I'm
a peaceful guy.
Well, the rumor I hear is that you can't fight. That's what I heard.
No, you're angry black. I'm not angry white, right? I have no problem with nobody, buddy.
Right.
Well, I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem with you.
Yeah.
I'm just reporting that, you know, you walk around Hoboken and Bayonne like Superman. That's all.
Maybe. You know, every now and then. All right. Sometimes. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Vinny Favalli, who, by the way, is an executive with CBS Television.
Yes, this is the boss.
Howard, Big Brother wins its time slot every week.
Okay.
It beats Spy TV, which is the actual hit of the summer, and it does real well.
Why are you so blasé-blah about it?
You know, did you ask him about him urinating on the windows?
Did you urinate on a window? What's that about?
Yes, I did. Basically, I was outside.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, I was outside. I was drinking.
I'm just a blousy boy about urinating.
Hey, he's a guy who likes to have a good time. He's just trying to have a good time.
I was in a jacuzzi. I was drinking. I said, hey, I'll just take a leak right over here anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the big
but
deal?
You went to where you knew a camera was.
No. Well, basically, one of your chores was to wash the window. So I figured I'll knock out this window real quick.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
you got out of the hot tub and you peed on the window and they were mad about that.
Yeah, I was washing the window.
Right. I mean, that's great.
Not only that. He was going to throw champagne bottles in the back, and, you know, people are walking back there, you know?
I was screwing around like I was getting up.
You were drunk. I watched you on the internet feed. I mean, the TV show gives you a taste of it on the internet.
Such a
out of control.
Vinny, this guy's a gold mine.
Take off your skirt. Quit being a girl about everything, all right? Relax, buddy. You know what I mean? You're all hyper.
They gave these people booze and nothing else to do.
I mean, you want to give us alcohol and then say what? Hang around and have a backgammon tournament? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Are you an idiot? Come
right.
on.
You were having fun in the house.
And you're an executive? You're a jerk.
Listen to me. Sex is one thing. You cross the line when it gets to violence.
Oh, please. There was no violence involved.
Oh, you're having a knife to a woman's neck thing.
He was having rough sex.
Come on. Why are you kissing the girl? And the girl's encouraging you. That's not violence, buddy. Violence would be if I saw you and backsmacked you. That'd be violence, all right?
All right, well, there
but
it
you
is.
Know what? No.
Hey, I want to ask you something. What did the psychiatrist say to you when they were talking to you whether they were deciding to keep you in or out?
I was talking to the psychiatrist, and she was just basically asking if she could come in and sleep with me instead of Kristen and stuff like that. But
come
that was. She was just like asking me questions, just like rantings. How you doing? You know, what I.
Are you
crap.
Worried now that you may be nuts?
I'm not nuts at all.
You might be crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I just like to have fun. Like,
you ever go
time.
To anger management?
Bored. No,
never.
No anger management. I'm not angry at anybody.
But Vinny, now I know that I read that the CBS people are taking the booze away.
Is that true? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that is true. They are taking it away. Well, Justin, so where are we going from here? You are going to do what now with your life?
No, I mean, basically, I'm just going to go back to working like I was doing in the finance industry, and then next September, I'm going to go for my master's.
Where
I mean,
are you
I'm
going
a good
for this master's?
Rutgers.
Rutgers, that's a good school, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got a college education. I'm a good kid. I just like to party and have a good time. If you're in a house with 12 people...
Have some fun.
Who wants to play chess? Who wants to chain smoke and talk about when you were 10 years old? Let's have a good time.
So in your defense, you're saying, hey, I'm not that crazy.
I'm not crazy at all.
You're being painted by the media in a strange way. You're saying, wait a second, I'm a party animal and
that's
I wanted
it.
To have fun.
Exactly.
And everything I did was misinterpreted.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. There's his...
sorry you were thrown out.
Thanks, though.
Steve, you're on the air. One last question for Justin.
What's the deal with his snaggletooth? Have you any money off this.
Yeah, what's going on with your snaggle tooth there, Justin? You do. You have one tooth. What do you got there? Let me see what you got. Give
got
me
a
smile.
Broken tooth?
No, you got one. You got one tooth larger than the other.
Basically, I was just born like that. That's it. I mean,
are you going to do anything about that? You can get that fixed.
You should use his fame to go to a dentist.
Nah, I mean, I'm just chilling and relaxing. I got no problem with it.
I don't mind. He's got a good look. I bet you this guy gets a lot of poontang. Right?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You do, yeah.
And
your
girlfriend was all right with you carrying on with the girl?
Yeah, she's fine. Okay. Yeah, she's got a problem with
just a goof.
Yeah, that's it.
Just goofing around. He's just sleeping with some chick.
Blase blah, you know what
I mean? Yeah, exactly. You got to get through life somehow.
Yeah.
Well, one last question. Are you willing to take a lie detector about Chandra Levy? Because we think you had something to do with it.
You're crazy.
It could be. Anyway, that's Justin. You go by the one name Justin.
Justin, that's
this
it.
Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his record, better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
The last name changes every week.
Yeah.
And if you want to see Justin, just blase blah around Jersey City. And you'll see this guy. He's over there, Hoboken, Jersey City, all
Bayonne.
Over the place.
Yeah.
Bayonne.
All the
yeah, around the neighborhood.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, life's good. I
yeah.
love it.
And your mom, tell her to chill out. That's all.
That's what I told her. I said relax.
She working at all? Or
nah, she just stays home and chills out.
What's your dad do for a living?
Well, he just got unemployed, but he was a chemical operator.
He was, so there you go. Yeah. All right. You got brothers, right?
Yes.
You got a sister?
Yeah, I got two sisters, three brothers.
Yeah, all right, so there you go. It's a big family.
Yeah, does your brother feel bad about getting you into all this?
Nah, I mean, he's a good kid. I mean, he could really care less. You know, he thought I was having a good time. He thought everything was all right. You know what I mean? There's no remorse, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, there you go. By the way, I can see you're a good Christian. You have a big cross around your neck.
Yes, yes.
Nothing
Catholic.
Wrong with it. People should know that.
Started wearing that after the knife.
Yeah. Might be good for your public relations.
It's working, thanks.
Right. You wouldn't mind if I held a knife to your sister's throat, would you?
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, no problem. All right.
You kiss me, I got no problem with it. That's it, yeah.
By the way, the girl has said she had no problem with Justin holding the knife to her throat. She thought that he was just kidding around about it.
Exactly.
Right. All right, anyway, we're going to take a break. And this is Justin. Thanks for coming in, Justin, giving us this world exclusive on your life.
Thanks for having me, Howard.
And,
thanks,
and I guess the show Big Brother is on the air every...
Whenever it is. I can't...
When is it on?
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Do you watch it still, even though you're not there?
I watched it a couple times since I've been out.
Because you're curious.
I haven't watched it. Yeah, exactly.
You know all the people.
Yeah, I made a couple good friends.
All right, we'll be back right after these words.
You are listening to the Howard Stern Show.